All the way from Studio 312 in the beautiful Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico, it's that gentleman known across the country and various parts of Europe as the man who brings back the nickel soda pop. The man who, with the sideburns and the endless supply of the most sincerest smiles, the man with the snapping fingers and the tapping toes, your friend and mine, Jason Kirtman. And he's here, right now, on the Jason Kirtman Show.
Having fun. That's what we do here. I am Jason Kirtman, that fun-loving, nostalgic guy who's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. Not the cold drink, but the concept about the warm way of life we used to enjoy. When honesty and integrity was the norm. When common sense was, well, it was common. And of course, when music was great and comedy was wholesome. This is the Jason Kirtman Show, and I want to thank you for joining me for some great songs and some wide smiles. Let's get it started, shall we? That was the fantastic Billy Swan with I Can Help. Here's a great group, the Deep River Quartet with Little Sister.
Little Sister,
please, please, please.
Little Sister, don't you
cheat on me.
Little Sister, don't you
kiss me once or twice. Say it's very nice and then you run.
When I took her to a show, I went out for some candy. Long came Jim Denny. They snuck right out the door.
Sister, please, please, please.
Little sister, don't you
cheat on me.
Little sister, don't you
kiss me once or twice. Say it's very nice and then you run.
somebody new. Well, she's mean and evil, like a little poor weevil. Guess I'll try my luck with you.
Twice, say it's very nice, and then you run. Oh,
little sister, would you
do what your big sister done?
Tails, and I pinch your turn up nose. Baby, you've been growing, that I've been a showing from your head down to your toes.
Please, please, please,
little sister,
cheat on me.
Little sister,
kiss me once or twice, say it's very nice, and then you run.
Twice.
Say it's very nice, and then you run.
Albert Einstein once said that great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, I love the rainy night. I love the rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love the rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, put a song in this heart of mine. Puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
You can see it in my eyes.
Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Well, it makes me high.
Ooh, I love a rainy night. You know I do.
Yeah, yeah,
I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
You can see it in my eyes.
I love a rainy night.
Well, it makes me high.
Well, I love a rainy night.
And I love you too.
Dennis Lind was born March 18, 1943, and he passed away on December 22, 2006. He was an American singer and songwriter whose work was primarily in country music. He was known as one of the more reclusive figures on the Nashville scene, rarely attending industry events and preferring not to be photographed or interviewed. Nashville manager Scott Simon described him as a mystery man, explaining, "If you ever saw Dennis Lind, it was amazing because you didn't get that opportunity very often." In 2001, he was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's best known for writing the 1972 Elvis Presley hit, Burning Love.
Fixing to form the National Association of Broad Bottom Architects. Folks, have y'all stayed in a new motel lately that one of them architects is about 8 inches across the rump design? It's awful. It is awful. I'm 6 feet tall, weigh 265 pounds, and they done let a runt design the bathroom that I'm gonna stay in 200 nights a year all over the world. I was in one the other day, standing in the tub. Now, they don't never understand. They put that shower rod straight up on the inside of the tub, and that's awful. If they'd move it over 4 inches above the outside edge of the tub, then the shower curtain would be slanted and the water would pour off of it and it'd be a lot better. But no, them architects, they don't do that. Now, folks, let me tell you something else. It's hard to come up with a better deal than to reach over yonder on the left-hand side of the tub, just up above the drain hole, and turn on the hot water. Then you reach over here on the right and turn on the cool water, and you let it mix and homogenize and get it the right shade of warmness. But they done took them two faucets and made them into one. Now the worst ones are that old long one. It's got a long prong coming out from the wall. And finally, I got it like I wanted. I got under that water. It was the right temperature. And I'm soaping down. But the draft coming under the door and that steam has done got that little old doodinky, flimsy shower curtain up between my legs. And my knee bumps that long prong on that hot water. Scalding time.
A bigger hurt than you. If I kiss you, will you go away? Like in the game my mother used to play. A kiss can dry away the biggest tear. A kiss can make a heartache vanish too. I don't see why it wouldn't work on you. If I kiss you, will you go away? Like in the game my mother used to play.
That was Lynn Anderson. Growing up, I remember a poetry book that my teacher used to read to the class. It was called Where the Sidewalk Ends, and it was written by Shel Silverstein. Shel composed the Johnny Cash song, A Boy Named Sue. Shel and Johnny had a mutual affection for each other, and I think it shows in this song, entitled A Front Row Seat to Hear Old Johnny Sing.
Now you know some fellas, they want fame and fortune. Yeah, and other fellas, they just want to swing. But all I wanted all my life was a TV set and a truck and a wife and a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Yeah, the TV and the truck I got on credit. And I got that girl with a little old Woolworth ring. And life was warm and life was sweet, but still it was kind of incomplete without a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line, do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, them cotton fields, you warm this heart of mine. Bow, 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 bow. So one day I thought, hey, I'm gonna do it. That's what I said. So I mortgaged the farm and pawned her wedding ring. I sold the gold tooth out of my mouth and jumped in the pickup and headed south for a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I hit Nashville cold and wet and hungry. I said, I'm here, bring him on, let him do his thing. But they told me down at the old pit grill I'd have to go all the way to Hendersonville for a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I found around his house, knocked on the door, and it was open by a brown-haired girl and a baby with a teething ring. I said, I seen you somewhere before, but don't stand there and block the door. I want a front row seat to hear old Johnny say, hey, John, you walk the line, to deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, Big River John, you warm this heart of mine. Bam, she said, I'd have to go down to the Opry. And the fella there said, I'd have to wait till spring. He said, we've been sold out for months and months, and this poor insane fella wants a front row seat to hear old Johnny say. Well, he said a couple more things, and I started crying. And then he laughed at me, and that's when I started to sway. Well, I bust through the doors in a roaring rage, crawled over the crowd till I reached the stage, full front row seat, hear old Johnny say, hey, John, you walk the line, do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, that ring of fire, you warm this heart of mine. Bam, bam. Then some crazy guard started shooting. Woo! I shot back, and the next thing I know, I was winged and on the floor. When a guy in a voice kind of deep and low says,
boy, that's a mighty long way to go for a front row seat to hear anybody sing.
And I guess that judge, he weren't no music lover. I got 15 months, but that don't mean a thing. 'Cause yesterday in the prison yard, a show come through and hardy ho! I had a front row seat, hear old Johnny say, hey, John, you walk the line. Hey, John, do, hey, John, do more than John, do dollar bill. Do tea, hey, John, listen to the man. Hey, I'm with you, John.
Here's the wonderful Brooke Benton with It's Just a Matter of Time.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go on, go on, until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you left and call me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I know, I know that one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of time.
Well, folks, it looks like our time is just about up for this edition of the program. Thanks again for spending a portion of your day with me. I do hope you enjoy all the old songs. And don't forget to spend some time with the ones you love this week. Keep smiling and keep sharing. I'll leave you with a Johnny Cash song about the wonderful state that I reside in, New Mexico, and I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
It was in the town of Griffin, the year was 83. It was there an old cowpuncher stepped up and said to me, "How do you do, young fellow, and how would you like to go and spend a pleasant summer out in New Mexico? I'll furnish you good wages, your transportation too, if you will but go with me one summer season through. But if you should get homesick and back to Griffin go, then I'll furnish you no horses from the hills of Mexico." We left the town of Griffin in the merry month of May, when all the world was lovely and everything was gay, with saddles on our horses, marching on we did go, until we reached Old Boggy out in New Mexico. It was there our pleasures ended and our troubles they began. The first hailstorm fell on us, those cattle how they ran. Through all the thorns and thistles, us cowboys had to go, while the Indians watched upon us out in New Mexico. Well, when the drive was over, the riders...
If you're looking for an area to spend a little vacation time, might I recommend southern New Mexico? There is a reason we're called the Land of Enchantment. There's a lot to see and do here, so be sure to check out www.alamogordo.com, www.cloudcroft.net, and www.newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked at www.jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing industry and homes with cleaning products since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.